are to be men of God.
Men's hearts have to be woken up.
As a father, my job is to make sure my children get to heaven.
I think the timing is absolutely right. I think that we're on the verge of an incredible renewal within our church.
Welcome to the King's Men, building up men in the mold of leader, protector, and provider.
I felt a real thirst to want to know about God.
Iron sharpens iron, men sharpen other men.
A part of man's natural calling is to protect society, to uphold the common good, to make a difference.
And now, here is your host, the co-founder and president of the King's Men, Mark Houck.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome once again to the King's Men, a program about authentic masculinity. And today we are going to have a departure from that program because we have a very, very special program that is going to be dedicated to Kathy Gasson. And if you know anything about Holy Spirit Radio, you know that Kathy was instrumental in the production of not only this program, but many other programs here and assisting Dale and Jane Meyer over the years, volunteering, all the radiothons. Kathy sadly left us a week ago, was called home to her eternal reward, no doubt. And we were part of her funeral this week as a Holy Spirit Radio family down there at St. Ignatius of Antioch on Monday. I was blessed to be there to celebrate her life, and it was a beautiful mass. And today we're going to dedicate this program to her. So we're going to have a variety of guests. What we're going to do first, though, we're going to intro the program with Kathy, a clip for when Kathy had to fill in for me, since it's the King's Men radio program. We'll let you hear Kathy's voice. We'll let you hear her filling in for me back in March. No, it's Mark. I'm reading the notes here. Back in January 2014, so 2 years ago, I was running a little bit late due to snow, and Kathy was scrambling. What do I do? Well, Kathy got creative enough, and she said, well, I'm just going to host the show till Mark gets here. So we're going to let you listen to that, take you back a couple years, and hear her wonderful, soothing voice. So without further ado, we'll tee up Kathy on the January 10th, 2014 radio show for the King's Men.
Men of God.
Men's hearts have to be woken up.
As a father, my job is to make sure my children get to heaven.
I think the timing is absolutely right. I think that we're on the verge of an incredible renewal within our church.
Welcome to the King's Men, building up men in the mold of leader, protector, and provider.
I felt a real thirst to want to know about God.
Iron sharpens iron, men sharpen other men.
A part of man's natural calling is to protect society, to uphold the common good, to make a difference.
And now, here is your host, the co-founder and president of the King's Men, Mark Houck.
Good morning, everybody. Obviously, I'm not Mark Houck. The weather here in Doylestown is terrible. The snow is coming down on top of ice. People are having an awful time driving. Mark has called me and said he's on the way, so he should be here in a moment or two. In the meantime, let's open Mark's show for the King's Men with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. While we're waiting for Mark to get here, I'll introduce myself again. I'm Kathy Gasson. I'm the communications manager here at Holy Spirit Radio. And one of my favorite and most awesome jobs here is to compile all the prayer intentions that our radio family calls in, emails, sends by regular mail. We get so many, and so many of them are gut-wrenching, and so many of them involve families of people that we know and love. So it is a great honor for me to type them up and read them on the air a couple times a day. So while we're waiting for Mark, why don't we pray together for our prayer intentions for this week? We're praying for Betty, who had a stroke. We pray for a complete restoration of her health. We pray for the homeless. May the Lord show his providence and tender care. We pray for Ricky, who has completed treatment for colon cancer. We pray that he remains cancer-free. We pray for a young father with brain cancer who is receiving treatment, and we hope for a complete cure. For a friend of mine, Dale in Ohio, who continues to recover from a fall, we pray for healing and strength for his wife. For two expectant mothers who are listeners of Holy Spirit Radio, we pray that they have uncomplicated deliveries and healthy babies. For Mimi, who is in congestive heart failure, we pray for healing. For the repose of the soul of Father Trigilio's mother Elizabeth, may eternal light shine upon her. For Amy, a young mother who is battling cancer, we pray for a complete healing. For Jill, who has just begun chemotherapy, we pray for good results with minimal side effects. We ask that the Lord will look kindly on the special intentions of Patricia regarding Amanda, Tony, and Shannon. For Mike and Peg to find jobs soon so that the strain on their lives will be relieved, we also pray for employment for Gwen and Alex. For Nicole and Mark, who were recently engaged, may God bless their marriage for many years to come. For those who struggle with infertility, may their hearts be open to trust in God's will. And may the Lord, in his mercy, assist Dorothy in her needs. Anytime anybody out there has something going on in their lives that they would love for us to pray for, please don't hesitate to call the station or send me an email. You can send it to Kathy at holyspiritradio.org, and that's Kathy spelled with a K. And I'll be sure to type them up. We'll put them on the air. And then we have so many listeners who are homebound, people who, you know, sit by the radio during the day and pray along with us. And also our wonderful Monsignor O'Donnell, who hosts the Word of God in the Sunday readings every Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. He does Mass for all these intentions here at the station one day a month. So you'll feel like, you know, you're not alone in what you're praying for and that everybody else is praying along with you. I would also like to add the Pope's intentions for the month of January. The Pope's general intention is that all may promote authentic economic development that respects the dignity of all peoples. His mission intention is that Christians of diverse denominations may walk toward the unity desired by Christ. We also pray for the repose of the souls of all those who have died this day and comfort for their families, for all life, that it will be respected from the moment of conception until natural death, for an end to abortion, for our men and women serving in the armed forces, for world peace, for the holy souls in purgatory, for an increase in priestly and religious vocations, for many blessed and happy marriages, and for all the intentions of our Holy Spirit family of listeners, and for the monthly intentions of our Holy Father, the Pope. Well, poor Mark, I'm not sure where he is. We were hoping that he would be here, you know, a minute or two late, but it looks like he's more than that late. So I think what I'll do is turn you over to EWTN programming, and then when Mark comes, we'll go back to the Kingsmen.
Well, here I am. I made it. Sorry about the delay. This is Mark Houck of the Kingsmen. And it's great to be back on the radio with you, and thank you, Kathy, for doing such a great job. It took me over an hour to get in this morning, Everyone was at a crawl. What are you going to do? You know, you can only plan so much, right, Cass? So, you know, but God had other plans, those intentions. Maybe those prayers were extra needed this morning for those folks. And I was praying along with you in the car. And I'm just so excited to be back on the airwaves. I took a brief hiatus. Alan Zono has been doing. All right, that was something from 2 years ago. Kathy Gasson filling in, as she always did here at Holy Spirit Radio, just doing what was needed. So that was just a trip down memory lane, just to hear her voice. And we thought, Dale and I were talking this morning, that might be a good way to start the program. So Kathy already prayed our Augustine Prayer of the Holy Spirit, so we're already in a state of prayer for the show. And we were going to transition to Jane Meyer, if I'm not mistaken, correct? We're going to transition to Jane, who was a dear friend of Kathy. I mean, neighbors down in the lower Bucks County area for years, families just growing up together. Jane, heart is heavy this week, huh, Jane?
The heart is very heavy, you know, very heavy for all of us.
Yeah.
We are in such joy for Kathy because we know she's lived her whole life to be with God and to follow God and finally, you know, have it an eternal life, eternal reward.
You told me.
It's consolation.
It is consoling. And you told me something very consoling, because every time I would talk to Kathy, I know you have a lot to share. Every time I would talk to Kathy, I got the sense that she had a deep longing to see her husband again.
Yes.
There was this tremendous sadness. I felt that, and it hadn't been that long that he had passed. But you told me that he passed away on the Feast of the Ascension, I don't know how many years ago, but... Is that correct?
May 5th.
May 5th.
Yes, it was the 2005. It was the day after Kathy. Day after Kathy.
Right. So isn't that how fitting?
Yes, it
that
is.
That she was reunited with him.
It is.
In the same way on the vigil of the Feast of the Ascension.
On
I thought that was just beautiful.
On the vigil of the Ascension. How beautiful.
How beautiful. I just thought that was just a wonderful way. You know, the Lord takes John Paul II on the eve of the Divine Mercy, and Divine Mercy has meant so much to him, and how much her beloved husband meant to her.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyhow, I'm going to turn it over to you to share some more thoughts about her.
Well, just to follow up on that, Kathy and Ed, her husband, they were a unique couple. And Dale and I were blessed to be close friends with them. And our children grew up. Kathy's children actually enjoyed babysitting by one of my daughters, and so the family connection is very strong, and to this day there's a bond, a spiritual bond with, you know, godparents and Kathy's grandchildren. So that's very special. We hold on to those things, you know. And I know a lot of people will want to share things, so I just want to say what a dear, treasured friend she was and still is, you know. And she was a co-worker in the very best sense of the word. And she worked with Dale especially on a lot of technical things.
Yes.
And she was so capable. It was amazing. It was actually a miracle. And nobody was more profoundly surprised at all her triumphs was Kathy, when she would be able to do something. She got a thrill out of it. And, you know, that was one of the things to enjoy, the smiles and laughs that she would give us.
Amazing.
All the time. Yeah.
She filled in the shoes for Patrick when Patrick McCabe left.
That's right. She did.
Amazingly.
That's right. She
wow.
had worked with him and had learned a lot. And, you know, her technical title here was, she could have worn many hats, many shoes, was communication manager. And here's her card. Dale just gave me her card, which she would happily give out to anyone. And it was all in part of her reaching out to people. For her, yes, but for God, and to actually get to know the gifts of all these people that she would encounter, you know. So she's a communications manager. She also was host of Songs for the Spirit, which she was so proud of. She really was. And, you know, she would say to bring people away from the stress of the day, a little retreat there, you know. So, anything that we would ask her to do, she certainly was willing. And she also, it's very important that she came in contact with many people who contacted the station by email. You know, different electronic skills had to be used with sound things that would come in. And, you know, it was just delightful to have her there with people, you know. And just as quickly say, personally, it's a loss. She was my travel buddy,
yes.
And we enjoyed going to so many of the events, whether it was the Catholic Life Conference or all the different conferences in Philadelphia, and the Women's Conference, Bible, you know. And I'm mentioning all of these because the Holy Spirit always had a table there.
That's right.
So anyone who's listening and saw a beautiful smiling face reaching out, you know, and ready to speak with people, and she might be giving out some candy also, you know, Kathy was there, yes, and she just thoroughly enjoyed it. And then we always enjoyed coming back, talking about what we had heard while we were there, because we're able to, you know, just explore all the opportunities of whatever the topics and, you know, different sessions would be. So many people throughout this 12 years, I think she probably was with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, she also had a care and concern for so many people who called, carried that in her heart, prayed for them. We would talk about people later and say, well, how are they doing? Have you heard from, you know? And so there are so many beautiful things that she did. And last year or this past winter, I had cataract surgery. So she would, she was basically my eyes, you know, when we went a lot of the places and kept me out of trouble, and as well as Dale would do the same thing. So, you know, but it wouldn't just be for me. She would offer to take people to the doctor, to see other people through that whole medical experience, because that actually is Kathy's qualifications. You know, she was a nurse, actually.
Yeah.
That was her first life.
That's right.
So there are so many different things that I could share about her. And just one little thing that we used to joke about was every summer the Grange Fair comes around in Wrightstown. And she had such a joy about going to see all the animals and everything, you know, the farming and tractors. And I don't know if anyone's ever been there, but that was one of our delights, was that annual event, you know. And so we just had a wonderful time doing that. We usually would let each other know, like in, you know, March, that was coming up. But the main thing is the beautiful travel mate that I had. And the biggest thrill, I think, of all her experiences with that was going to EWTN and meeting the people and sharing with them and everything. You know, I want to read something, and
please.
I'll close shortly after that. But from the Archdiocese, we received it was on the Facebook of the Archdiocese.
Really?
And just to read a part of it. The Archdiocese was saddened to learn of the passing of Kathy Gasson, communications manager of Holy Spirit Radio. Through her dedicated work in the field of Catholic broadcasting and as host for Songs of the Spirit, Miss Gasson was an example of evangelizing with zeal. Please pray for the happy repose of her soul. We couldn't ask for more than that at Holy Spirit Radio, because that's what we're all about.
Yeah.
You know, and she did evangelize with zeal, with her heart, with her hands, with her mind, her wit. We can't forget that, you know.
She made her mark here,
she
that's for sure.
She definitely made an indelible mark at this point, you know. So we
and
were
she finished
all,
faithful, you know. I mean,
yes.
I didn't
yes.
know Kathy's, you know, I only knew her at the time that I knew her here, but a devout woman. Every time I was in her company, you sense this, like you said, zeal, but this devoutness to her Lord.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
No doubt Holy Spirit Radio was a part of that journey for her.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. You know, her prayer card mentioned the prayer of St. Augustine on the back, which is familiar to so many of us. And, you know, we could have, you know, said, how about the Divine Mercy or Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. She had many devotions. She was, you're right, Mark, a very devout soul.
Yeah,
yes.
And she was just so gentle. And I love the quote on the back of her Mass booklet from C.S. Lewis. I believe in Christ as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, when you were in her company, you felt that. You felt that
yes, you did.
There was, you know, God was working through her.
That's
and
right.
And that she was that voice to those that would call in need of consolation, or someone to say, yes, we will pray for you. I just called the Poor Clares the other day, and the Pink Sisters of the Convent of Divine Love, and I asked them for prayers. And wasn't it so consoling just to hear the nun on the other side say, Yes, we will pray for you. And that's what Kathy was doing for them with the evergreens and every week.
Absolutely.
Doing those prayers.
I don't know if people realize out there that every little quote or every line, the petitions, I have to mention, she had a special place in her heart for the petitions.
Yeah.
And, you know, so every line that would be there, especially for the general petitions, you know, they were definitely a part of her. And, you know, so she just took to heart all of the prayers and the intentions that would come through like that.
She was always great. Kathy, do you need me to do the intentions with you? No, I already did it. Or yes. And then
it
was always great to go in and record with her.
That's right.
Because she, you know, she was very humble about her inadequacies or whatever. And she'd have to re-record herself.
That's
and she
true.
Was just
That's
laughing
right.
off.
She had, and, you know, it's really a good time in that production room, you know.
Yeah.
And if anyone, you know, would come in to visit, you know, well, guess what? You might get pulled in to do the
intentions. Your voice might be on that week.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it was a joy.
Yeah. And they always came out great. And you're right. You said it's a joy. And it was a joy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great doing them with her. Yeah, I always was glad when she would ask me to do them, you know, because it was special.
Yes. She enjoyed it. It was special to her.
Yeah. It's holy time.
It was a very holy time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a void for all of us that we are feeling. But when you think of, we have so many memories, full memories of her, and we can think, wow, you know, I have to be more like that. You know, I think, you know, she'll always be remembered. We know that. And we know that we have an intercessor up there.
Yes, we do.
You know, and yes, so of course she'll be in our prayers.
Yeah.
And it's a joy to be able to remember her like this, Mark.
Well, you know, she just moved.
In your setting.
She just moved up, that's absolutely, and is forever archived, right?
Mm-hmm.
She just moved up to Quakertown 4 months ago, right?
That's right.
I sent her a housewarming gift. She wasn't there, but it ended up getting there. And she called me up and said, would you like a couch? I said, sure, I'm always in the market for some furniture. So I ended up going down to her old house, and in my living room is her couch. So every time, and her pillows, and every time I sit on them, I can think of Kathy.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Mark? Kathy was very nurturing, as you know, that we would always want to make sure that someone, you know, would be, if they were, everyone was a pilgrimage, and many people fast here.
Mm.
It's an awesome place to greet people because many people come in and they're fasting.
Yes.
Other people, you know, need a bite maybe or something like that. Yeah. So there she is. She's still nourishing you and, you know.
She was my second mom. Actually, it's probably my fourth or my fifth. I got a lot of second moms. But when I came to the radio, she treated me like mom. And, you know, I got to share this. She would give me these things called sinfuls that she'd get at this bakery.
Yes,
and,
I know.
And she would bring them to me, like, here, I got you a whole box. And at Christmas time, she sent my wife these Hershey Kisses that were the candy cane ones. And she knew my wife loved them, so she would send them to Ryan Marie.
That's
and they'd be Facebook
so
friends. And
thoughtful.
But always
yes.
thinking. Yeah,
always thinking
of others.
Of others.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you're right.
We're blessed to be able to talk about her and be reunited with her one day.
You're right, Mark.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got Joe Montone on the line, Jane. Thank you for a wonderful sharing.
Thank you.
And anything else you got to say, come back. All right.
That's fine. I enjoy being in the background.
All right. Kind of like Kathy. We have Joe Montone, who I would say enjoys not being in the background. Right, Joe? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Mark. How you doing? How are you?
Good, good. So blessed to talk with you. We're talking about Kathy, as you know, today, and we want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, what a great loss. But on the other side, she's with the Lord and the Blessed Mother now. Where else would you want to be than with the Lord and the Father? I mean, a wonderful woman. I knew her well from St. Ignatius, and also I had the privilege of being on pilgrimage with her. On many of our trips, she came with us to Mexico City and to the New York City trip, the Christmas show at Radio City, and just a wonderful person. Always had a lot of kind words for people and a lot of patience and tremendous compassion. Woman of great faith, you know. One of the stories, Mark, I just want to share briefly. When we went to Mexico, you know, we had a wonderful 5-day, 4-night pilgrimage, and at the end of the trip, we all checked out of the hotel, and we were halfway on our way to the airport when she realized that she left her passport in the hotel room. So, and needless to say, we got to the airport, but we had plenty of time to get her back, get the passport, and then she arrived you know, at the airport, and we traveled back to Philadelphia. But just a wonderful person, brought a lot of joy to our trips and a lot of friendship, camaraderie, sisterhood. You know, she really had it all. You know, a lot of faith in Kathy. She was really a role model for a lot of people. Losing a husband years ago and moving on to be a tremendous advocate for the radio station and for the message of the gospel. I mean, she really stepped up to the plate as a producer in the radio station, you know, and made rosaries. She donated hundreds of rosaries to us in the parades that we handed out, thousands of them. And so she really touched a lot of people, and she was a great supporter of our work in the vineyard, and, you know, just a blessing to just be able to talk about it and share some nice things with Kathy. She helped me with the radio show, you know, Finding God in Prison. We've done like 12 broadcasts. She was always there to assist and to make things happen in a very smooth way. And, you know, I won't forget her. In fact, the day of her funeral, I put in one of my shows, and, you know, she did the intro, so I got a chance to listen to her voice. And, of course, you know, it's a real blessing. I was just reflecting as I was driving into the prison on the many shows she did, and I got, you know, to listen to that nice intro she did for us. So all in all, you know, she was a wonderful person and an example of what you can do, you know, when you have a strong faith.
Yeah, amen. Well, Joe, thank you for sharing your thoughts and memories of Kathy. And, you know, she's closer to us now than ever, isn't she?
I'm sorry?
Well, I would say that she's closer to us now more than ever, right? She can hear us more perfectly. She can see us with a new vision. So in a lot
I
of
can
ways,
hardly hear you, Mark. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Okay. All right, we're going to let you go then, Joe. All right, we're going to cut
you
off.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you.
Keep up the good work, and thank you for the opportunity to be on the air today.
You're welcome, Joe. God bless. All the best. So that was Joe Montone, wonderful pro-lifer, my father's vineyard, talking about Kathy Gass. And I was just mentioning to Joe that, you know, when we die, you know, we see with a new vision. We've seen the face of God, and we hear more perfectly. We love more perfectly. So in a certain sense, Kathy is more perfectly united with us than ever. But that gives me consolation. What we have next are the daughter and son-in-law of Dale and Jane Meyer, Carolyn and Frank Eliason. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Correct. Yes. Guys, known you guys for years here at the station. Always radiothon time. You know, you're sleeping here essentially, right? And so we got the webmaster in our company here. So oftentimes you were working with Kathy in that regard. So welcome to the program. We're giving a tribute. I'll just turn it over to you, Carolyn, for your thoughts about
thanks,
Kathy.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for having us.
Sure.
I actually grew up with Kathy Gassen and the Gassen family. And I have to say, I'm never surprised with the amazing things that come from all of these people. Kathy is clearly a role model, as Joe was saying. And, I mean, I'm very lucky to have had this role model from a very early age. You know, Kathy, I mean, she's going to be sorely missed, but her legacy is going to live on. I don't know that I've ever encountered anyone that was as compassionate and caring as Kathy was. She was a doer. She was always in the right place, and she was always ready to help whoever needed it, and I think somehow she sometimes knew that they needed help before they did. Again, I mean, I think,
nurse.
Yeah, definitely. The nurse in her surely showed through. You know, I think her memory is going to live on through, you know, just the station, her family, her children, her grandchildren, and I think we're all very lucky to have had her in our lives.
Yeah, we were so lucky to know her as a mother, as a grandmother, and just seeing her around her family even in the past few weeks was just an incredible chance. She just the bucket list item of going on the doing the whatever it is, the catapult. What I forgot what it's even called.
The catapulting and the
zip
lining.
Zip lining.
It was a recent bucket list.
It was a bucket list item, and she was so excited to be there with her grandchildren and her kids, and they're all there celebrating the birthday of one of her grandchildren. So, you know, to see her in that light, and, you know, we actually stopped by the station probably a few days before that and, you know, got the chance to hang out with her, and she was talking about her house in Quakertown and just how she felt and how blessed she felt about that, I think was very special moment. So, you know, she was always the light in people's lives. I've never seen her sad. I've never seen her, you know, she was always the positive person. And, you know,
agreed entirely. I mean, she always had something positive to say. She saw the best in every person, every situation, just consistently. Amazing. Yeah.
It's a sign of holiness, you know. That is
agreed.
That's a wonderful tribute to what you just shared. So she had the zip line. Did she actually do the zip line?
No, the kids did the zip lining, and her son-in-law did the zip lining, but she was there, and she was, you know,
and she was going around with the young kids on the smaller version.
Yeah.
So you essentially grew up with Kathy. I mean,
I did. I used to babysit Kathy's kids. She was my neighbor. Yeah.
So you were there when Ed was alive. And her kids.
We knew Ed very well. I mean, we saw the kids grow up. At least I saw the kids grow up. I guess you knew them grown up.
Well, we're the godparents of her one granddaughter and, you know, her grandson. We've been part of their lives, and the kids are extraordinarily special in everything they do, and it's all product of Kathy.
Yeah, well, you know, when we buried Kathy on Monday, I was in the receiving line. I was one of the first to get there. In fact, I thought I was late, but I thought it was 10 o'clock that it would ended, 9 to 10, but it was actually 10 to 11. So I'm there, and I'm thinking, where is everybody? Because I was like one of the first. But when I approached the children, I spoke to Kathy's sister. They were just so grateful, but you could tell how much they missed their mom. So they loved their mom. Yeah. As we all do as kids, but it seemed like there was a very special relationship between her children and her.
Definitely, definitely. And you can see her in all of her children. Yeah. I mean, they're just all outstanding individuals.
Yeah. Yeah, the rock, you know, she kept everyone together, the matriarch, you know. And I have my mom, my dad passed away years ago, but, you know, she keeps us, she's the glue. Seems like Kathy was the glue. Yeah,
I think so. I think they're still glued together, though.
A special bond that she's created in that family, and truthfully with us, and, you know, we'll be forever connected with them in so many ways. And it's really just about Kathy's spirit that draws you into that. You know, the first time, you know, I met her was a number of years back at a party at her house, and, you know, she just seeing her around people. And one of the things to know about Kathy, one of the funny stories about Kathy, was a time where why am I getting a look for that? Wow.
Just go with it.
She's
man.
Worried where I'm going
spirit
with this.
Radio. You're going with
exactly.
The
one of the things, though, to know Kathy and know how she was a giver. One day we stopped by on a Sunday, and, you know, her family was over, and the whole house was filled food everywhere.
Wow.
You know, for her family, she wanted people to hang out, and she had unbelievable amounts of food. I couldn't even fathom the amount. Normally you wouldn't want to, you know, be inviting yourself in or for something like that. And she was,
I would.
No, yeah, right. And no, it was like, we have more than enough. She piled a plate on me that was like unbelievably filled. And I'm like, I can't even eat all that, let alone do that.
It's like the prodigal son, you know. Just go ahead.
But it's her always giving.
Yeah.
It's her giving spirit to her family and bringing them together. And I think that she had that sense for anybody that's ever been around her, is bringing them together and to celebrate. And, that, you know, I think that's the thing that I always remember about her.
This is the legacy of Kathy Gasson. I mean, this is what we're talking about, you know. When we leave this earth, you know, did you make the world a better place? I think it's safe to say that Kathy Gasson made the world a better place where she found herself, and certainly her family members and friends. And I'm on the periphery of all that as a friend, but she touched me in that way. So any other thoughts before we let you go?
No, Mark, I have to say I agree that she made the world a better place. I mean, I think that is actually how I would have summed it up as well.
Oh,
I mean, she did, and I think that will live on. So I think we're all very lucky and very blessed.
Good. Well, we got, a clip of Kathy introducing her new program to Songs for the Spirit. This is back in February 2nd, 2011. So let's hear Kathy do her thing.
Welcome to Songs for the Spirit with your host, Kathy Gasson. Sit back and enjoy the kind of music that will inspire, comfort, and bring you closer to our Lord. Now, here is your host, Kathy Gasson.
Good morning and welcome to Songs for the Spirit. My name is Kathy Gasson. I'm a board member here at Holy Spirit Radio and also the communications manager. I generally work behind the scenes, but I'd like to present to you a new program, Songs for the Spirit, where we'll be playing my favorites along with any requests that you might have. I'd like to begin this program with a prayer. Through the intercession of the Holy Spirit, may this music glorify your name, O Lord, and may the words that are sung draw people closer to you. May every note proclaim your glory. Since this is my first program, I'm going to play my favorites. After today, feel free to email me at kathywithak@holyspiritradio.org or call us at 215-345-1570. I'll do my best to find your favorites and play them on my next program. My first choice is the Annunciation, done by the Dominican Sisters of Mary from their album Mater Eucharisti. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, wow, that was one of Kathy's personal favorites, and no doubt she's hearing angelic music like that as we speak, so it's nice to think of those things. So we have another guest, but before we put that guest on the call, I just want to put out the phone numbers. 215-345-1570 are the numbers if you'd like to call in and leave a give a remembrance of Kathy. Again, 215-345-1570. Also, we will be making available to you, the listening audience, holy cards of Kathy Gasson from her mass cards. If you'd like to get one, you could call in after the show and leave a message or talk with those here, and we'll make sure once those cards come in, we get them out to you. But we have Bill Miller on the line. He's calling in with a thought, a remembrance of Kathy Gasson. Hello, Bill.
How you doing this?
Good, good. You want to share a thought, a story?
Yeah, we were just down there at Warminster praying, and I told everybody down there about Kathy, what a great person she was. It's like a held everybody together when the shows would go on the air, you know?
Sure.
And I did contact Monsignor. He was down there at the Butcher Mill, Monsignor.
O'Donnell?
O'Donnell, yeah. So yeah, I just came on outside from the diner. You might hear some cars passing by or something. But no, I just called in earlier this morning when I got this email, and I just wanted to say how I really loved her. She was such a wonderful woman, so sweet and so, you know, sympathetic to people's problems. And I guess everybody, I never heard anybody say anything nasty about her. Everybody felt the same way that I did, that she was just such a good person. Mm. And when Kitty and I went down to the hospital to see her, you know, you see, like, 2 weeks before, and she's vibrant and full of life and hurrying to get things ready for a show, and then you see her laying there helpless, and we just were feeling so bad.
Mm.
I just wanted to call in and tell everybody that the station lost one of their key persons this past week.
Well, we thank you, Bill. Thank you for all your contributions, and no doubt your work. And Kathy was a devoted pro-lifer here in the local area, and she will be missed, and we thank you for sharing your thoughts with
okay.
us today.
Thank you.
All right, God bless, Bill.
Bye.
Take care. That was Bill Miller, former president of the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition and host of Voices for the Unborn, which was one of the original shows here at Holy Spirit Radio, right? And Kathy, no doubt, produced some of those shows. Sure. So we have a wonderful man in Bill Miller remembering such a wonderful, great lady. And I think he hits the nail on the head there with the sympathy and the empathy. I think it's more empathy. She could walk a mile in your shoes.
Yeah.
I think as a nurse, like, she understood bedside, you know, behavior, you know, or courtesy, whatever the word is, habits.
Yes.
She could walk with you.
That's true.
And even if it was just for a couple minutes, you know.
I remember thinking, Mark, that, you know, if I were ever sick lying in a bed somewhere, the voice I'd like to hear whispering in my ear would be Kathy's, because there always is such feeling there.
Yeah.
You know?
Bedside manners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Praise God. Well, again, those numbers, 215-345-1570. If you'd like to call in like Bill Miller did and leave a thought, we only got about 15 more, 10, 12 more minutes left in this program. But, I am just so overwhelmed by the legacy that we're hearing. And, it's such a tribute. And I can only hope that people will say these things about me when I'm gone, right? I mean, if people say that, you know, Kathy never had an unkind word about anybody, I definitely have unkind words that I've said about people. So they're not going to say that about me, Dale. Do you have any thoughts, Dale?
Yeah, I do. Mark, I would just like to say that, well.
We know.
Kathy just meant a lot to me. And
Dale, thank you. We're all getting choked up here in the studio, and sometimes less is more, and your unspoken words tell us everything. But, Kathy's just a void in all our lives. But you know what? That void, like I said, is more present to us than ever before. She hears us more perfectly. She knows our prayers. She knows our thoughts. She loves us more perfectly. And she's seen the face of God. And that's just amazing to contemplate. And she's with Ed again. You know, we believe that. We pray for that. We that reunion in heaven, that homecoming, that banquet. You talk about that. When you were talking about that earlier, about that banquet that was set out. I feel like that's what the Lord gave her that when you know, Frank, when she got home.
Well, you should have seen the two of them paired together. Kathy,
Ed and Kathy
were an incredible couple that I think, anyone would aspire to be like. Ed was extraordinarily full of life, fun-loving teddy bear in many ways. And then, Kathy was a little bit more down to earth in some ways, kind of kept him a little bit in check, but was, in this giving spirit. It was really amazing to see the two of them together. So I'm so pleased that they are back together. And that is one blessing. The hardest part is that she's no longer with
us.
That's
it. It's our emptiness.
And it is our emptiness that becomes the challenge to get through and does make us extraordinarily sad. But, there are positives there, and the fact that we've had her in our life is extraordinarily special. And the fact that she is back with Ed and with God, and in so many ways, that's what she's about.
Yeah, amen. And when you're talking, I just couldn't help but think of the joy that she has right now. And yet I'm thinking of her children and how sad they were. And I ask you, our listening audience, to pray for them, for the comfort of the family, because this is not an easy time, of course. And it was very sudden. No one was expecting Kathy to die. She wasn't sick, so we didn't have a lot of time to prepare for this. So please keep the Gasson family in your prayers, her children especially. We have Rosemary Overberger on the line, calling in with some thoughts about Kathy. Welcome to the program, Rosemary.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Nice to hear your voice again.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. I've been enjoying your program, and I love Kathy, too. And the way that I met Kathy was by telephone. She was doing a favor for my neighbor, Mary Ann Lindner. Kathy took her to a medical procedure. And she was concerned about Mary Ann after she took her home. Mary Ann said, I'll be fine. You go home. But Kathy wasn't comfortable with that. And she called me. And that's how we met. She said, I'm worried about Mary Ann. Will you check in on her in a little while? And so that's the way our friendship began. And it that's the way it ended, too. Some people know that I have an autistic son. And Kathy, when she found out, she was always coming over here to help me with him. And when I had something special to do, I could call her. And because she was a nurse, and she was so kind and giving of her time, she'd come over and stay with Stephen for a whole day while I went to a family wedding or a funeral. She came with Mary Ann to my mom's funeral so that I could be there. And they took care of my autistic son. And then when my daughter got married, Kathy came to the reception with Stephen, and he was all dressed up in a suit, and he was her date for the night. And that's the way she was. She was always there. And she also was a devout member of the St. Ignatius Perpetual Adoration Team.
Yes, they mentioned
she
that at the funeral.
Her own hour. I think it was Thursday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. She was so faithful to her hour. And I helped to coordinate that chapel, so whenever I needed a sub for the weekend, she was one of the first persons that I could call because if she had time, if she was home, she would jump at the chance to spend an hour with Jesus. And so when I heard that she had this massive stroke, my heart was broken. And Mary Ann and I went and we prayed at her bedside. And we're going to miss her so much. She was such a lovely friend and a lover of Jesus and a sister in the Lord. And so, let's all keep her in our prayers and her beautiful family.
Yes. Rosemary, thank you so much. Well, what a wonderful tribute that was. And I have a feel a tremendous sense of loss because Kathy just moved a mile from my house, less than a mile from my house, and now I won't be able to take advantage of all this babysitting opportunity that for my kids.
You would have had a great babysitter there.
I would have. She would have been great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rosemary, for calling
in.
God
bless everyone.
God bless you. Well, that's an amazing story. I know Rosemary. I work with her daughter, Kristen, and I know her autistic child. And boy, there's the empathy again, right? Coming forward, the nurse, she had there's charisms in the Catholic Church, like 27 of them that we think of, but one of them is the gift of helps. She had the gift of helps. She saw a need and she filled the need, and there it was, just, you didn't, and she didn't have to know you. You just had to walk into her across her path, you know. And this woman that she never really met, Marianne Linder, I think her name was, you know, just calling out of concern.
There's a number of stories that we've heard over the past few weeks where people would, you know, be in the hospital, and she would actually be the first one to visit them, and just be there right away, even sometimes before their family. And it was, you know, that's Kathy, you know, always being there for other people. It was never about her. It was always about others.
She was a doer, too. Was always doing something good.
Kathy always showed up, it sounds like.
No doubt about that.
You know, she must have, like, Marine Corps background or something, because you know, the Marines are good like that. So we have Dave Parker here, who's been a production assistant and has been working alongside Kathy for the past couple years and helping out Holy Spirit Radio. Some thoughts, Dave, about Kathy.
Yes, Mark. Thank you. And good morning, everyone. 3 years ago, I volunteered at the station. And I have to give all accolades and thanks to Kathy, because she taught me as the production communications manager, she taught me everything I know, which is a lot, accumulative over time, and just how to record. And she was a fabulous woman, fabulous person. All the comments that everyone has put forth. I mean, she was a retired nurse. The sympathy, the empathy that she had, you know, for people. And another aspect, I was thinking, she was all that, but then those of us who came to know her, she had a really good sense of humor, and you know, she would show me stuff on email and say, Dave, you know, I'd come in to relieve her and we'd have like 15 minutes overlap, and she'd say, I got to show you this, but you know, that was all part of her spirit, you know, loving, giving, and humor played a large part in her life, and we even started talking about and kind of joking that maybe we should start a Catholic, you know, humor hour or half hour, but it never went further too far. Let's put it that way. But you never know. But that's the kind of person she was. She was always devout, and all the comments that have been said so far. I mean, I'll just say a big ditto. And we talk about the saints in heaven, you know, those who leave the earth. And I'm praying to her, you know, Kathy, help me out. What do I do here? You know, because she had her nursing shoes are so large, and it's taking several of us to fill them, you know, in her absence. Wow. So thank you very much.
Yeah, well, she's
Mark
a woman. So she could
Jane.
Multitask. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, you as a man. You're just not gifted that way, brother. What can I tell you? We're all kind of there with you.
Yeah, she was a true nurse. She was, what can I say?
Yeah.
Everything's been said, so
you
thank you.
You said it well. Thank you, Dave.
All
you know,
right,
again, keep in mind, you know, her son, David, right, and Laura, and her son-in-law, David, and Amy, and Joshua. Put names to these people, you know, because we should be praying for them. And I do pray. I pray to Kathy, you know. And you know, she's part of the church, possibly triumphant or church suffering, but she can militant, rather. It's not suffering. She could receive those prayers, whether she's in purgatory or in heaven, and she can pray for us. So so you should pray to her, and we should pray for her. But, you know, I think our dear friend is is enjoying the beatific vision. That's just my opinion. Let's just say a couple of things before we go. You know, Kathy had sponsored a little girl, Gloria, in Uganda. You know, so now that little girl, you know, to take on these kids, doesn't have that spiritual mother anymore. We pray for Gloria, too. And then, of course, all these wonderful organizations that she volunteered for, not only Holy Spirit Radio, but, you know, My Father's Vineyard Aid for Friends and the Food Pantry. And Sacred Heart, of course, part of the Perpetual Adoration Chapel down there at St. Ignatius. Of course, she was a member of St. Isidore's up in Quakertown, which is my parish. You know, she will be missed there. She left her mark there in just a very short amount of time, you know, in the Upper Bucks area. So, sorely missed, but yet, you know, we're blessed to have known her. And so as we close our time here, we just ask Kathy to remember us, to pray for us, and you to remember her and her legacy, and let that inspire you to be helps for others, to be the nurse at the time when others need a nurse or just a sounding board, right? Someone to like listen, to just hear what you were going through. You know, Dave mentions about the humor of Kathy. My wife had something she put out on Facebook, and Kathy was always, I guess, on Facebook. My wife isn't on Facebook anymore. But my wife would put out something, and Kathy would be the first one to say she liked it. And she'd laugh at it, too, you know? Like, if it was something that no one else got, Kathy got it, you know? And she didn't take it the wrong way. You know, like, because you can put things out there and people are like, oh, that was a little off color. Kathy totally knew where you were coming from, and she appreciated it, you know. So she was a well-rounded person. Final thoughts from you guys before we close.
I just feel blessed to have had her in our life, have her family in our life, and, you know, I think that's really what I'll go with, and, you know, just very grateful for that. Yes, I'm sad for losing her, but you know what? There's so many other positives to that are there that's what I have to keep in mind for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. I think we were all blessed to see someone that showed us what it was like to make the world a better place. And I do think that's going to live on, and her memory is going to be very strong here.
Jane?
I do think blessing to have known Kathy is yes, it's a wonderful word to think of. Also, spirit. You know, it's Holy Spirit Radio. She was our spirit for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, her memory will continue.
Amen.
Yeah.
It certainly will with this program. And we remember also her two grandchildren. We remember her sister, brother-in-law, and sister-in-laws, all these wonderful people that are still mourning the loss of their dear sister and mom, grandmom. We just pray for them. So we just pray for repose of the soul of Kathy Gasson. May perpetual light shine upon her. I want to mention to you, if you missed part of this program, you want to hear the whole thing, guess what? It encores tomorrow at 2 p.m., and it's archived at the website, holyspiritradio.org. So again, the encore tomorrow at 2 p.m. if you'd like to hear this whole tribute to Kathy. I know I'll be playing this in my car when I get that CD. Who's producing these CDs now?
Well, actually, you know, I'm thinking to myself, Mark, well, okay, tomorrow, right. I wonder who's going to do
who's
that.
Who's going to pop that show in? All right, more work for us. All right. All the best. Thanks for listening. God bless.